Chapter 8. The railway man was next to a switch. It was next to the railway line. The man looked at the little prince. "Good day," the little prince said. "Good day," the railway man said. "Why are you here?" asked the little prince. "I am working," the railway man said. "What do you do?" asked the little prince. "I work on the railway. I watch the lights. I send explorers the right way," the railway man said. "How do you do that?" the little prince asked. "Trains come down the railway line. Some want to go left, some want to go right. I pull the switch. It sends trains left, it sends trains right," the railway man said. "The trains have explorers?" the little prince asked. "Yes, they are all looking for things," said the railway man. "What are they looking for?" asked the little prince. "I don't know," the railway man said. "Why are they looking for things?" asked the little prince. "They are not happy," said the railway man. "Why are they not happy?" asked the little prince. "I don't know," the railway man said. "Are they lonely?" asked the little prince. "Some are, some aren't," the railway man said. "Do they need more things? Will that make them happy?" the little prince asked. "Everybody wants more," the railway man said. "Are the explorers chasing something?" the little prince asked. "Yes, they are," said the railway man. "What are they chasing?" the little prince asked. "Nothing at all. The grown-ups fall asleep. The children look out of the train. The children see everything," the railway man said. "The children are very lucky," the railway man said. "Grown-ups are very strange," the little prince said. "They change from children," the railway man said. "What happens to them?" the little prince asked. "The world," the railway man said. "It is like the fox. It is like my flower," thought the little prince. "What are you looking for?" the railway man asked. "I am looking for more friends." "I do not want to be lonely," the little prince said. "Good luck," the railway man said. "Thank you. Goodbye," the little prince said. "Goodbye," the railway man said. The little prince walked away. He walked for a long time. He met a man. The man was a merchant. "Good day," the little prince said. He was happy. He found a person. "Good day," the merchant said. "What do you do?" the little prince asked. "I am a merchant. I sell water pills. You will not need to drink for a week," the merchant said. "Why do you sell them?" the little prince asked. "They save time," the merchant said. "How much time?" asked the little prince.
53 minutes a week," the merchant said.
"What do you do with time?" asked the little prince. Anything you like, the merchant said. I will spend my time. I will look for water, the little prince said. He did not say goodbye to the merchant. The little prince walked away. Grown-ups are very strange, he thought. He walked a long way. He was tired of looking. He wanted to go home. He walked back to the desert. He saw some smoke. He walked to the smoke. He saw a man on the sand. His aeroplane was broken.